the Mirrodin June.
Ah, how the looks o' sky and ground a change wi' months a stealing round, when northern winds be starry night to stop in ice the river's flight. Our brooks in winter rhymes does well like rolling seas athirt the dell, our trickle then in summer tide among the mossy stones half dried. But still, below the sun or moon, the fairest fields the mead in June. And I must own, my heart a beat with pride of o'er my own blue gate, where I can bid the stately tree be cast at length of o'er my knee, and clover red, and daisies fair, and gilcups with a yaller glare, be all a-matched of o'er my sight, be wheeling butterflies in flight, the while the burning sun at noon does sheen upon my mead in June. And there does sing the swinging lark, so gays above the finest park, and they does shed my trees as true as any stately avenue, and showery clouds of spring do pass to shed their rain on my young grass, and I to blow the whole day long to bring me breath and take my song, and I to miss no needful boon agid to other maids in June. And when the blooming rose do ride upon the bowie hedge's side, we haymakers in snow-white sleeves do work in shades o' quivering leaves in afternoon, a-lifting high o'er rakes of o'er the fiery sky, a-raking up the hay a-dried be day in longsome wheels, to bide in chilly dew below the moon a-shortened nights in zeltry June. And there the brook does softly flow along, a-bending in a bow, and fish with sides a-silver white to flash from shoals a-dazzling light, and alders be the water's edge to shade the ribbon-bladed sedge, and where below the withy's head the swimming cloak-leaves be a-spread, the angler is as hot at noon upon the flowery bank in June. For all the air that do bring my little maid the breath of spring be day and nights, a-flowing wide above all other fields beside, for all the sun above my grounds a-sent for all the neighbours round, and rind of all, and streams to flow for lands above and lands below, my bit o' maid is God's own boon to me alone from June to June.